This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One, the devil. I'm afraid of the devil. And I grew up Catholic, and in Catholicism, like, the devil's like a dude with a pitchfork who's, you know, who you will meet and answer to. I do really remember having a literal discussion with high school classmates about what of yourself you would forfeit in order to achieve fame or excellence or something like that. As a young guitar player, I thought, will I ever find myself having to sell my soul? But I really want to play guitar great. I started when I was 17. I'm kind of late, but I don't want to forfeit my soul. Two, nooses. As a 13-year-old, there was a noose in my family's garage. You know, I was the only black kid in an all-white town. While it was, in some ways, this bucolic community with good schools and lots of fields, occasionally there'd be a noose in your crotch. It was not the only noose. I saw three nooses growing up. It just made me feel that, you know, while I was sleeping last night, people crept up my driveway, quietly opened my garage door to send a message that they wanted to kill me or the members of my family. Three, that my children will be unsafe around the police. I've been put in handcuffs coming back from the bar, walking to my mom's house of my hometown of Libertyville, for walking while black. And so I've had to have the discussion already with my kids that while they could probably pass, you know, when you are around a police officer, there's no joking, and you just sort of get through that situation so that you can live a long and healthy life to confront injustice in other places. Four, that people will not be able to be who they were meant to be. Five, that the wrong side will win. Six, that empathy is dead. I grew up in Trump country, where the factories have closed down, where the employment options are Walmart or the army or selling meth, where one out of every four houses on the street where my family grew up has gone back to nature, and they're looking for something different. And so when a demagogue steps forward and says, I've got the answers, like, we're all going to be winners and the problems are brown-skinned people, like, well, that certainly is clear. Seven, that lights and sound will drown out the message. Eight, that kids won't grow up to play guitar. Nine, that people will not speak up about depression and suicide. For me, it's sort of the immediate personal tragic loss of my friend Chris has brought in a much sharper focus for me and the need to say something about it. 10, the environmental destruction of the planet. My name is Tom Morello, and these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? If I get, like, somehow all caught up in a Moby Dick scenario. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
I worked for 2 years as the scheduling secretary for a United States senator, and so I saw what running for office is. And the sausage is made worse than you could possibly ever imagine.